Welcome to Strong Faith Fit Life, the weekliest podcast where we explore the intersection of faith and health to help you build strength from the inside out. My name is Deborah. Welcome to the show. Episode 31. G. From our grace-filled method. If you haven't been listening to the podcast, please go back and check out episode 26, where I introduce the coaching method that I use, which is I refer to as the grace-filled method. And today we are going to be discussing the G from grace. Everyone needs something, or I should say, everyone needs real advice. And everyone needs someone who will give them real advice. And I won't pretend that you're going to receive that good advice and wisdom with the grace and maturity of your years. Because guess what? Most of us don't. Most of us get frustrated. Most of us want something that's easy. And I'm going to say that I too have always looked for an easy solution. I see people succeed. I see people do the things that I want to do. And I think there just must be something simple I can do to make it happen. Well, here's the advice. The truth is, there is something simple you can do to make it happen. You just have to show up and do the work. And what that work looks like is different for each individual goal. Sometimes we need someone who's going to tell us that this is not the goal we need to be working on, or that we're not focusing where we should be focusing our energy. Real good wisdom comes from receiving the truth and from someone giving the truth. And in a day and age in which people are all about my truth and your truth, and there's truth is subjective, well, that makes it really hard to get good advice. It makes it very hard to get good advice. Now, remember, advice is not one size fits all. And I think that's an extremely important thing to note. Advice is not one size fits all. Advice is specific to a person. And the truth comes when we look through the lens of the Bible. Many of you may not know this, but if you follow, unless you follow me on Facebook, if you don't follow me on Facebook, my page is wide open. You can follow me. And you should be joining my wellness group. I post all kinds of things in there too. So let's get joined in there. Strong Faith Fit Life. Find me on Facebook. And I'm going to tell you guys, I moved this past year and it was one of the most challenging moves that I think I have done. And that is saying a lot because I want you guys to know that I've moved somewhere along the lines of, I think we're at like 17 or 18 moves. And that just includes some house moves, like where I've moved a street over, but that also includes interstate moves and international moves as well. And here's the thing, you might be thinking all moves are hard. And the answer is yes. Yes, they are. They're extremely hard. And they're hard for a variety of reasons. Sometimes you can't find housing. Sometimes you can't find friends. Sometimes you just can't settle. Like, it's not your area. Sometimes you can't find a good church. Sometimes all your stuff gets ruined in the move. And you're like, oh my gosh, this, I just can't handle this. And here's the thing. All those things are absolutely hard. Okay. And I've been there. We have had moves that have required housing renovations while our stuff has been, you know, destroyed. We've had moves where my husband moved with us and then immediately deployed. So moving is hard. And I bring all of this up because I want you guys to know, like, I relish the good. I relish the hard work. I do. I love it. It's good. It feels productive. It is hard at first, but it becomes routine. And then the difficulty eventually becomes something enjoyable. I'm not saying the difficulty is enjoyable. I'm saying that the difficulty and the perseverance through it becomes something enjoyable. And the body is truly meant to do hard things. So why do I bring this up? Okay, you're probably like, how is this godly advice? Well, bear with me. At the end of this last move, I found myself grumbling a lot. You would think that after 20 some odd moves or 18 some odd moves, I really should count them up for you guys, that this would just be old hat and it would be easy. But the same set of things that bothered me the most in certain areas really came to a forefront in this move. This house has some quirks, as all houses do, and it had a lot of fixing to do. It is not, it would, it's becoming one of my favorite houses, but it's definitely not the top of my list. I have a house that I loved that we lived in, right? So all of these little weird things start popping up, and I just started complaining and grumbling and being cranky about the situation I found myself in. And somebody who didn't know that I was grumbling constantly inside my head mentioned the Israelites from Exodus, and it really got me thinking. And I realized that my grumbling wasn't justified, not at all. In fact, I was struck thinking about what that person said so much so that I just realized I could see myself reflected in Israel. What I had before was good. Just like what Israel had in Egypt was okay. Initially it was good. Okay. They were thriving and prospering before Pharaoh decided that he was going to make life hard for them. All right. And you know what? I was thriving and mostly prospering in my previous location. But the truth is, life was not really what I wanted it to be. And just like the Israelites in Exodus, I started moving, going through my own desert, my own wilderness, and finding the challenges, and knowing that God had brought me to something that honestly is going to be amazing. Sitting on my farm, I've got my first new goats. I've got a livestock dog who you can probably hear making noise at something out there, keeping the house safe. Definitely guards the house. She cracks me up. I have ducks, I have chickens, and all kinds of amazing things coming. And yet there I was, acting like the Israelites coming out of Exodus, grumbling and having a bad attitude. And this person just basically gave me some sage advice, some good wisdom, some good godly advice. We don't want to be like the Israelites. We don't want to grumble our way into the promised land, because here's the truth. Did the folks who grumble make it into the promised land? Well, they didn't actually make it into the promised land. In fact, that was part of the reason that they wandered for 40 years, was because the grumbling group that was happy to go back into slavery, they did not get to go into the promised land. And so you're probably like, okay, exactly how does this all tie in? And here's the thing. The truth is, sometimes when you're doing something hard, and whether it's a fitness goal, a nutrition goal, a move goal, any of those things, sometimes we can find ourselves grumbling through the process. Good godly advice points us to our goal, points us to the things that have been provided, that God has provided for us, and helps us turn our focus back to God to understand that He has given us the gift that we are currently working with. And so many of us dismiss the beautiful gift that is in front of us because the situation is unpleasant. Okay? It is unpleasant. And we don't want to lose sight of the beauty that we have because we get stuck looking inward rather than turning our gaze on God. And so one of the reasons why I bring up I start my grace-filled method with God is because our focus should be on what He has provided for us and what He is doing through us. It's not all about us. It is about us because we're doing the work, but it's not all about us. God gives us these bodies that we have to be strong, to use them in our faithful missions. He uses it as a witness. What you can do, if you can make a drastic change in your health, it gives you a platform to speak to others. Sometimes it's just having the energy to go sit with someone when they're sick. Or you know what? Maybe you lost 40 pounds and now you have the ability to be in the kitchen for a long period of time. Or maybe you're growing your own food because you have energy now. Or maybe you started taking charge of your health and setting aside all of the fast food that you were consuming, and you started making a difference, and now you have the energy and the brain power to serve at church. Remember, it is a gift every morning. When we wake up, we should be using it for the glory of God. And sometimes as a coach, it's important for me to help you see through the grumbling. I think that Moses did a pretty good job of helping the Israelites see. But you know, even when you have the eyes on a goal, and that's the promised land, right? The Israelites had their eyes on the promised land. Sometimes when things look like they're getting tough, when things look like they're not moving forward, when things look like you're not actually achieving anything, can you imagine moving all of those Israelites across Egypt in these small little segments and it looks like they're making no progress? How frustrating that would be. And that is my job as a coach, is to remind you of that vision, to remind you of your why, to remind you of your goals, so that you can do the things that you need to do. Now, and remember, all your goals are always going to be different. Your goal might be different from another person's goal. That's fine. We're not talking about the same goal. We're just talking about getting good, godly advice. And remember this, the truth comes, like actual truth. Sometimes it's hard to hear. Okay. Sometimes we're not going to like what we hear. Sometimes we're going to hear we made bad choices this week and we're trying to excuse them. Well, good godly advice doesn't make excuses. It acknowledges gently where we are and what we've done. And then it gives us a path forward. And it's loving support through the process, understanding that sometimes, you know, the crazy hits the fan, and we have to recognize that the crazy hits the fan, and that's okay. And then we just have to have somebody who can come along with us and say, here's how we're going to get back on track. And that could be a financial goal. I know that I know we do health and wellness here, but you know what? Health and wellness, fitness applies in so many areas of our lives. It's not just physical fitness, it's mental fitness, it's financial fitness. All of those things come from getting good, godly advice. And if you're come to me and you're saying, hey, I just blew my entire budget because I decided to buy, I don't know, I don't want to say candy because that's silly. No one would blow their budget buying 8 million pounds of candy. But here's the thing. Sometimes we blow our budget and we blow it on things that we don't need to be spending money on. And would you like to hear the advice of, yes, keep doing the thing you're doing? The truth is, you might in the moment. You might actually in the moment, because most of us are hardwired for, please don't yell at me. But in the long run, that type of advice absolutely unequivocally does not serve. It doesn't serve you in your health either. So if you have a coach who is affirming choices that are not supporting your end goal, you need a new coach. You need someone who will speak to you in truth and in love, but also be willing to stand there with you as you walk this path. Because you know what? God didn't put us on this earth to walk alone. He put us to walk together. That's why we fellowship. And there are so, if you need examples of that, I'm not going to drop any Bible verses today, but I want you guys to know there are so many examples in the New Testament, and even in the Old Testament, where we have people, I mean, let's just pick Adam and Eve, okay? God made Eve as a helpmate. It didn't say servant, it says helpmate, all right? And to not be alone. In the New Testament, we see fellowship, Christians coming together in the new church, breaking bread, sharing their selling their belongings and sharing the proceeds to support people. That is real life faith in action. And that, as a coach, is exactly what you're going to get from me. Real life faith in action. I am never going to set you and forget you. You are here. I'm going to follow up, and we are going to meet, and we are going to do hard things together. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow the show so you can get notified when I drop another episode. You can also join me, as I said before, on my Facebook group, Strong Faith, Fit Life. I hope to see you there. Until next time, bye.